Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of podcasts. Let me warn you before I say any more. I'm recording this before I've had dinner, so this could be a very short and hunger-driven episode. But I will jump straight into today's topic, which is kind of a continuation of last week's. Last week, or rather on Sunday, I touched on the subject of your thoughts creating your reality and your life, ultimately. And today, I really want to continue that because as I was talking last time, I realized that I have a huge problem differentiating between what I want and what other people want. And what I mean by that is oftentimes when I encounter people or interact with people, I'm too empathetic and I take on their emotions to a certain degree, and I also take on their wants, their needs, their wishes to a certain degree. I have so much understanding for other people and so much respect, and I'm okay with whatever they are okay with, to the point that I kind of neglect myself and to the point that I kind of forget myself. And it's very hard for me to tune into myself and what I really want. So that's kind of a very interesting topic, and I haven't really found a way to get better at this process of differentiating between others and my own wishes and needs. But what definitely works for me is spending time alone. And that sounds like, oh, you're just running away from other people because you don't want to face them. To a certain degree, yes. But more so because it allows me to kind of tune into myself and to get to know myself better and to kind of put my thoughts in order and to, just not get triggered by anything for a while so I can focus on my feelings and I can feel what I feel and understand what I feel and also understand what I think and why. So this process of contemplation is really important for me personally. And I mean, the first step is always realizing that you have a problem or let's say a challenge to face. And I definitely have this challenge to properly understand and realize what I want. And the next step would be to really create proper boundaries that I stick to when interacting with other people. So really being able to stand up for myself, saying what I want and why, and being okay with other people walking away or not wanting the same thing as me. And that's something I'm learning. It's something I'm realizing I need to work on. And I always think that's the most important step, is realizing you have a problem so you can change something about it. And that's kind of my little snippet that I prepared for this episode. There's really not much more for me to say about this. And I think I'm going to end this episode here because I'm so tired. I don't want to repeat myself all the time, but I'm really, really tired. I'm so exhausted, and I've been exhausted for a month now to the point that I fall asleep at 8 or 9 p.m. every single night. So I don't really have much of a private life or free time anymore because I spend it sleeping and eating and commuting from and to work. And so it's kind of getting on my nerves, and I'm really hopeful that I'll be able to change something about it very soon by figuring out what my problem is. And I'm guessing it's due to medication and or my thyroid because I have Hashimoto's. So yeah, that's something I'm working on too, but I really hope you enjoyed this episode. I don't want to drag this out any longer. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for tuning in. If you like this, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. That would be a dream. Thank you, and I will catch you on Sunday. Stay tuned. Bye.